611 once welcome, always welcome. You're listening to Morning Devotion.
Brothers and sisters, good morning to you. I'm so pleased to share with you 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Many things are happening in Hong Kong. So today we will have the exam results for the people going to college. Around 9 o'clock, many young people will know which university they will be going in the next year. And also, it's the first day of our conference, or Gentle Launch Conference. Now, I can see God is doing a lot in our church, especially related to the young people. But the youth revival is actually, we are all part of it. But how does it relate to the Corinthians? As I prepare to share on this chapter, so the city of Corinth is similar to Hong Kong and a lot of major cities. They are rich, they are powerful, they are famous. If you tell that I am from Corinth, they will say, oh my word, you are from Corinth. Wow, it's a prosperous, rich country. Everyone is envy of them. But when Paul writes this letter to Corinthians, he is telling us many people want to be successful. They want to be successful and rich. But these are the worldly wisdom. But Paul is telling us this divine knowledge, Sophia, wisdom, appears 6 times in chapter 2. So basically, Paul is targeting about the mindset of the Corinthians wanting to be rich, wanting to be wise. Imagine Paul would be writing a letter to Hong Kong, Hong Kongers, Tokyo, or Paris, or any major cities in Asia. I think the content will be similar to the book of Corinthians. Because in this world, we are pursuing almost the same things. I want to give you some historical background. With this background, and as we read the book of Corinthians, 1 Corinthians, we can understand more. I don't know if we got a pointer. I want to... Okay, so... Corinth is located in a very good position under Greece, right in the middle of the island. And there is a gap. So there is kind of like an opening to the sea so that ship can go to Italy So people won't have to go through the whole thing. There is a rift in between, can you see? So that's why Corinth is a hub, transport hub. Many sailors, many ships docked there. But because they have a lot of ships there, therefore they have a lot of hotels, restaurants, the transport is great. That's why Corinth is rich. It's a rich country. It's a rich city. So Corinth is a little bit different from the seven churches. Corinth is still a big city today. If you go to Greece, you will be able to visit the city of Corinth. So Corinth is right in the middle of Greece, Italy, north of Africa. It's probably like Shanghai of Hong Kong in the Roman Empire. Now look at this. Corinth is beautiful. Wow. Okay, so this is Corinth in modern times, okay? So you can see the harbor is still there. So this is the Corinthian Canal, but it's unrelated to the Bible because it's built in the 19th century. So the water transport is great, the sea transport. Okay, this one. So it's the city center of Corinth in Paul's time. You can see it's a major road. If you travel to Corinth today, you can walk on this today. It's the ancient Corinth city, city of Corinth. So Paul, Silas, and Timothy walked here before. So Corinth was a colony under Roman. You know that for Roman, their technology is great. So these roads are important for the military, for transport. What is the neighboring of the city center? Like many Roman cities, so Corinth is a multi-faith city. So you have Apollo's temple. Many people will worship Apollo's there. And then another temple next to the Apollo's temple. The second king of Roman, the sister of Augustine, Octavia, there is a temple to worship the sister to the second king of Roman, Octavia. So that means you have a lot to choose if you want to. You can buy some gods. You can buy, you can worship some gods. You can worship some human turned into God. So this is the political powers and where the kind of like divine power them. So there are some springs. It's like a pool where you store water. Outside Corinth, there are lots of grapes and grapevines, beautiful and very productive. So a vineyard is the best produced. That's why you can sell wine and you can earn a lot of money. So it's like Hong Kong in the 50s and 70s, or Shanghai in the 20th or 30th century. You want to be wealthy, you want to make money. So in Corinth, there are many chances. So I will show you, this is the like a road. If you do business here, or you know some high rank officials or some rich man, then you can climb up this social ladder. And many people get wealthy when they go to Corinth. Now, if you go to a museum in Corinth, and there are some gravestone, you say that I'm so and so, I was this, but now I'm so rich. What does Corinth represent? Worldly wisdom is effective. Worldly wisdom can help you. So worldly wisdom will give you many benefits. And many people come to Corinth because of the worldly wisdom. But Paul started churches in Corinth. Now, let's ask ourselves, does the worldly wisdom help you in any way? What do you think about money? What do you think about success? What do you think about climbing up ladders, social ladders, a career, or your studies? Many people are successful in the society. They don't believe in God. They have worldly wisdoms. Now, their lives, their success seem to be telling us that worldly wisdom works. But in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, do not envy those, but the true wisdom comes from God. this letter is not for the ancient people. It's for everyone who lives in a big city. Or we have been nurtured and grew up in this worldly wisdom. The title I will give for today is Corinthians, please receive divine wisdoms. This is for us as well. The first paragraph, verses 1 to 5. Faith should not be in the wisdom of man, but in the power of God. Verses 1 to 5, continue on what Paul said in chapter 1. Paul teaches and admonishes the Corinthians, do not be in division. Okay, I am of Pastor Joshua's, I am of Pastor Jason Wang, I am of Dr. HK's. Okay, that's what it says in chapter 1, verse 12. Now I say this, I'm of Paul, I'm of Apollos, or I'm of Cephas. So for people to get promotion, to get rich, they do the same. They say, I am under this entrepreneur, then I am earning a lot of money. Well, look at him. He says this, do this, and then he earns a lot of money. The world gives us a lot of deep wisdom. Maybe that's how we manage our finance, that's how we speak, how do we manage our life. So even when they come to church, they are in division. My wisdom is better than yours. My wisdom is better than yours. My wisdom in following this pastor is better than you. But Paul is saying that the wisdom of man should be under the power of God. That's why Paul doesn't talk about the power of Christ according to the worldly standard. Because he knows that for the Greek, they love to hear these worldly wisdom. They receive wisdom by debating, by reasoning. For the Jews, they love to see signs and wonders. Okay, you say you are Messiah, show me some signs and wonders. That's why in chapter 2, verse 1, right away he says, and I, brethren, when I came to you, did not come with excellence of speech or of wisdom, declaring to you the testimony of God. If I present to you in the worldly way, you think I'm selling you some other knowledge or wisdom. Verse 4, and my speech and my preaching were not with persuasive words of human wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power. Verse 5, that your faith should not be in the wisdom of man, but in the power of God. The faith that Corinthian preached is mixed with the worldly wisdom, worldly value system. That's why in the church they are divided into ABC gangs. They talk about different things. But Paul is telling everyone, the faith, our faith is not about hearing this wisdom or that wisdom. But in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, as you seek faith, you want to receive some benefits in church, in your faith, to change your lives. But Paul is telling us, our encounter of God is not about receiving some benefits or getting some skills. But you must ask whether the Holy Spirit is at work in your heart. Do you encounter the power of the Holy Spirit? we do not just listen to what we believe. The power of God is the main point that Paul will share in a bit. So divine wisdom that surpasses worldly wisdom, we must encounter God's power. Do you encounter that God speaks to you? Do you ever experience signs and wonders in your life? Do you hear the Holy Spirit speaking to you? This is the right way. If you do this, I will discipline you. Repent and return. A healthy church is full of people with repentance, people of longing. We do not have a repentant heart because we are filled with wisdom, but we have it by the power of the Holy Spirit. So it's not just the external, just the signs and wonders, casting out demons or healing the sick. But our hearts are changed. That's what Paul tells Corinthians. Don't say that you are of this and this. Ask yourself, have you encountered the power of God? So the worldly wisdom won't help you, but the power of the Holy Spirit can. And then verses 6 to 16, Paul tells us the power of the Holy Spirit. Worldly wisdom versus hidden wisdom. So worldly wisdom versus hidden wisdom. If we don't listen to the worldly wisdom, what should we do? Verses 6 to 9. The wisdom of God is despised. And the wisdom of God is a mystery, is hidden. But the worldly wisdom is evident, is exposed. People crowd to get the wisdom. Verse 6, however, we speak wisdom among those who are mature, yet not the wisdom of this age, nor of the rulers of this age who are coming to nothing. Sophia, wisdom, is different from the world. What is the wisdom Corinthians seek? I think it's just like many big cities. You want to be efficient. I want to have efficiency. My investment, my action, I want to know what profits will I make? What reward do I get? My plan should be in my hand, in my control. That's the Corinthian wisdom. But it's also what the Hong Kong people exalt. It's the worldly wisdom's value system. It's evident people agree that, but everything points to your personal gain. So in English, we call that self-serving. You are just wisdom that serves ourselves. But Paul is saying the wisdom of God is hidden. Verse 7, but we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, the hidden wisdom. So mystery means supernatural. The successful people in the world do not know this. In Chinese, we say that they are doing excellent in the world. That means they are doing really well in the worldly standard. By my own wisdom, I make money, I go high in position. They do not know about the wisdom of God. Verse 8, which none of the rulers of this age knew, for had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But verse 9, the things prepared for those who love him. For those called by God, chosen by God. It's like they have this antenna. they will say, no, this is of the world. They would believe even no one teaches them. So God has chosen the churches and the people, and he wants to give wisdom to those. But as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear has heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him. Verse 9. We didn't know exactly where this verse comes from. Okay, in the original text, it just say, as it is written, but as it is written, it doesn't mean as it is written in the scriptures. But in the book of Isaiah, they have some saying similar to this. So basically, Paul combining the scripture with the revelation from the Holy Spirit at the time. So as we embrace and we respond to God's calling, God will give you another way. God will give you wisdom. You know, I was a high school student, teacher before. I was young, I was green, and then I became a teacher. And there was a senior who was like a dozen of years, or my senior came. He was well qualified. He got few master degrees. He has worked in different schools for the middle to high management. That's why he was like a supervisor. So everyone thinks, wow, he is good. He has good presentation. He is good looking. And one day I went out for lunch with him. So he saw that I was young, green. So I want to ask to learn from him. So as a teacher, what's the most important thing? And he said, after working for a few years, then you need to change to another school. If you want promotion, you must change job and change to school with better holidays, better pay, and then with the title that you have in this school, you send your CV to different schools. Then you can get promotion. Then I thought, that must be what you do, right? Because to me, he was successful at the time. Yes, of course, I want more holidays or more money, but I was passionate and zealous. No, I am a teacher for the Lord. I want to bring the gospel to the school, to the campus. So to me, what he said was just weird. 6 months later, actually the school fired this guy because he had some misconduct. And I was not coming to Sixth Moment at the time. I know that is not wisdom from God. That is not something I want. So I stayed in my school for 12 years. Now I never changed to any other schools. Because to me, I believe God wants me to stay in that school. At that time, I know what's the worldly wisdom, what is God's wisdom. Not only so, verses 10 to 16, Paul said, you can receive this hidden wisdom because you can receive by the Holy Spirit. Verse 10, but God has revealed them to us through his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God. So he gives an example, verse 11, for what man knows the thing of a man except the spirit of man which is in him? Whether Tim is happy or not today, who I like, who I dislike, my spirit knows. Even so, no one knows the things of God except the Spirit of God. Verse 11. If you want to know the things of God, you must know the Spirit of God. You ask the Spirit of God, why are all these happening? And then I'm listening to this chapter. Why is it related? How is it related to me? How can I pray according to God's will? So Paul is telling us, if you want to know God, you need to know the Spirit of God. That is the Holy Spirit. Because the Spirit knows all things. Even the deep things of God. Verse 10. So when we believe in God, we feel that it's like a mysterious belief. I don't know what God wants. Wow, this chapter is so deep, I don't know what to say. It's so hard to pray, I cannot enter. And to some, waiting on God, encountering God's presence are something abstract. But Paul encourages every one of us. The Spirit knows all things. When we are close to the Holy Spirit, we become a spiritual being. What does one who know the Holy Spirit become? Verse 15, but he who is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is rightly judged by no one. When we are close to the Holy Spirit, we operate by the principle of the Spirit, because the Spirit knows all things. So the Spirit of God knows all things, and then we can understand what God is doing. Now this is very important. Maybe in your present situation, we must ask that in this situation, in this matter, God, what is your will? What do you want me to do? Or maybe to many of us, we are in difficulties. You are in a relationship that you don't understand. Maybe you have troubles in your money, in your family, in your marriage. So for the worldly wisdom, like the Corinthians, if you are in trouble with your marriage, read this. If you suffer mentally, or read all these books, they will help you. But Paul is telling us today, you must know the Holy Spirit. And you ask the Holy Spirit, why am I feeling depressed? And then my romantic relationship don't work out, and then my study is not good. And then we need to look at our failure or success in the world, in God's perspective. Then we can know all things, because God will give you a message. Because God has his plan to fulfill. Whether you consider yourself failed or successful, in good time or bad times, God has his will. As you seek God, you will not be disturbed by many things of the world. Oh, if I can't get this, I will fail. I am failed. If I don't have this relationship, I am worthless. That's the wisdom of the Corinthians. But Paul say, no, look at all these from divine perspective. Then you can know all things. Know all things doesn't mean that you have the first hand news and then you can have head start in everything. No. But you know the will of God. And then you walk in the will of God. Unlock your destiny and everything God has prepared for you. You will have a happy and a free life. This is the Paul's heart. Today we have many different wisdoms. I want to end with something that happens in my cell group. One of my cell members is always in depressed. One day he read a book and that really helped him. And it called A Human History, Homo Sapien. It talks about why man will be depressed, will be disappointed. Scientific explanation and evolution tell us that we are about to be depressed. And then he found comfort in that. So he shared in our WhatsApp group. But the Holy Spirit said to me, I must respond to this. The book is from a scientific point of view, is about reasoning. To explain the history without the hand of God and without free will of man. So I respond that even with this, we must have the wisdom of God. And then it actually stirred up many discussions. The godly community tells us that we must have the God's wisdom. From this, I understand one thing. When in our world, we exalt science, you can do anything as long as they don't harm others. You know, same-sex marriage or like we kill ourselves, that's fine, we agree. Then why can't we do this? When human exalts human's wisdom, we'll be just like Corinthians. We cannot have the wisdom from God. And then there will be a lot of problems in church. So today, God's way, God's faith, besides seeking wisdom, you need the Holy Spirit. You need the mighty work, the power of the Holy Spirit in you. And our church embraces the Holy Spirit. I believe the Holy Spirit leads us to have this conference. When we talk about the youth revival, it's the generation of Tree of Life. This is unlocked by the Holy Spirit. So, brothers and sisters, do you still yearn for the worldly wisdoms? Speech wisdom, making money, or promotion? Or do you yearn for the divine wisdom? You want to become the spiritual being that Paul says, not of the carnal, so that our community will be healthy. We do not focus just right here, right now, this life. We are connected with the supernatural. We'll see what God sees and walk in the way of God. May God bless His word.
We thank you and we praise you. Give the greatest glory to our God. Because you have prepared the good things, the mystery, to those who love you. And thank God, let's open our mouths and thank God for choosing us so that we can receive the true wisdom in this age. We thank you, Lord. You have chosen us and called us in this post. We fix our eyes on you and not the world. We thank you and we praise you. As you have, when you call me, that I need to be, that you called us to be light and salt where we are. Tim tells us what's happening in the Corinthian church. Now maybe two by two, let's share. Maybe in the present or in the past, that you have relied on your human wisdoms, you have relied on your ways. Okay, in the marketplace, we need to know how to get promotion, some skills, how we can be prosperous. Or there may be study. We need to go for good tutor to get good mark and good result. Maybe it's your present situation or it's something that happened in the past, and then just pray for each other. Maybe you pursue efficiency, result, outcome, success. You want everything to be in your control. Bless the other part that we all walk in the godly wisdom. Maybe we pursue worldly wisdom, but let's pray for one another.
Lord, we thank you. You enlighten us, and we admit that we were affected by the worldly culture. We study how to be successful. The world teaches us how can we be have the how to get higher, and in the office politics, we flattered butternut butter our boss in the, for the sake of our status. We keep gaining all this wisdom. But now we are Christians. We let the Holy Spirit ruin our hearts, that we walk in integrity. Thank you. May you help us. We do not steal. We are not greedy. We do not walk in our flesh. Help us. In our study, in our marketplace, in at home, we are willing to shoulder responsibility. Thank you. May you continue to protect us and care for us. Let's all stand and then worship our God, and we acknowledge our God. We stand in all of you, God.
走进你心意，献上一切，主啊，我尊荣。
I have not seen nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him. Brothers and sisters, today we ask God to open our destiny for us. Maybe you are in difficulty. No one knows the things of God except the Spirit of God. Let's pray in tongues. Do you know your own destiny? If you don't know, then now you pray in tongues. Ask God to reveal to you, because the Spirit of God is in you and he will reveal it to you. If you are in difficulties, you don't know what to do, now you enter into the Spirit and ask God, I want to know, God, what is my destiny? I want to know, God, I'm in financial difficulties. I'm in difficulty with the interpersonal relationship. What should I do? Now you go into the Spirit. Only he will give you the answer. Only he can give you an answer. You can ask the Holy Spirit, when will I have breakthrough? When will I see revival? Holy Spirit, I cry out to you. We cry out to you. Tell us, how do I open unlock our destiny? How do we unlock our destiny? Holy Spirit, may you fill us. As we pray, I hear God saying to us, some brothers and sisters think that you cannot hear from God. You don't hear the voice of God. In your difficulties, it has been a long time that you are in these difficulties. But you can't hear the voice of God. You don't know the will of God. But today I hear God says, my child, I love you very much. I am in your life. By faith you enter. Holy Spirit will definitely speak to you. In darkness, the light of God will shine in your life. Let the Holy Spirit fill you. If that's you, then I ask that you come to the front. We want to pray for you. You have been in this difficulty for a long time, for a period of time, but you cannot hear God. You don't understand the will of God. When we share about destiny, you want to know the destiny of God in your life. I invite you to come to the front. We want to pray for you. If you want to be filled with the Holy Spirit and hear the voice of God, then come to the front. Just come to the front. Let the Holy Spirit speak to you. Let the Holy Spirit fill you, and then your ears may be open and you can hear the voice of God. Let's open our mouths and pray for our own lives and welcome the Holy Spirit to fill us. let the Holy Spirit fill our lives. Open our mouths and pray for our own lives. Our co-workers, cell leaders, please come to the front and then go to the front and pray for the brother and sister to be filled with the Holy Spirit so that they may hear the voice of God. Co-workers, cell leaders, please go to the front and minister to our brothers and sisters. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We thank you, Holy Spirit. We thank you. Continue to look to God, look to the Holy Spirit. You don't even need anyone to lay hand on you, but the Holy Spirit will minister to you. If you feel like crying, then just cry. Or you feel numb, that's the work of the Holy Spirit. More and more. We thank you, God. We receive the Holy Spirit. Let's pray for one thing. Today is the gentle launch gathering. So it's tonight, starting from tonight. I know the Holy Spirit will be in our midst. Let's lift up our hand, each of us, or all lift up our hands and pray for this gentle launch. So the Spirit fills each of us, and then He will touch each of us. Let's pray after three hallelujah, three times. Lord, we welcome you in our midst. Together we cry out to you. The Spirit of God will be in our midst. In the name of Jesus, I declare and pray that this gathering, we will see revival. The work of God in our midst. And His healing, His transformation, His anointing be with us. We welcome you. Let's receive blessings in the name of Jesus. I bless each of us. The family of Tree of Life, we will encounter the Holy Spirit because you know all things. And then we choose to become the spiritual being. And we know all things. Release your anointing and revelation. Take away despair, loneliness. We bless each one in this community. We encounter the power of God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. That's the end of our meeting. See you tomorrow.